It's the Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Gwen.
And I'm Shannon.
And by now, all the kids in Northwest Arkansas are out of school and ready to hit the pool. But being the nervous Nellies that we are, Shannon and I want to talk about being safe in the water.
We recently heard about a product we love called the Safety Turtle, and I've encouraged my sister to get one for her two-year-old. The kids wear a special wristband, and the wristband is when it's immersed, an alarm will go off, which is awesome.
Even when your kids are big, they need to be reminded about wearing life jackets on a boat and always swimming with a buddy and not diving when the water could be too shallow. Drowning is the second most common cause of death from an injury in kids 14 years old and younger.
My parents have a pool, and I'm really militant around it. I'm constantly saying, walk, 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 to my daughter and my nieces. And I also get a little nuts about making sure they don't push each other. I've heard too many stories of injuries around pools that were caused by falling on concrete or drowning.
Beach swimming brings a whole other set of safety rules. Rules like not swimming out too far and swimming close to an adult and not swimming in the dark. If they're in a pool, tell your kids to stay away from drains and intakes. Loose clothing or hair can get stuck in those, and your child could get trapped under the water.
One of the most dangerous things about the pool is the sunburn. I remember the worst sunburn I ever had is when I went with a friend to Biloxi. I was about 15 years old, and I had blisters on my shoulders and the tops of my thighs, and that was a lesson learned.
For more water safety tips, visit our website, nwamotherlode.com.
Where moms click.